The thoughts behind it really was they did it in the first year of lockdown where we could only go out for an hour of exercise a day. So the rest of the challenge you kind of did around the house, which was the walk your socks off part. So whether you're walking up and downstairs, walking on the spot, etc. So I've carried on doing it each year, and we used to just do it for the week in the first previous 2 years. But this year I thought, right, I'll take it on for the full month and I'll pledge to do over 10,000 steps a day. And so that was 310,000 steps for the whole month, but I've already done better than that. So I wish I'd been more ambitious with my target setting and gone for 500,000. But I'm really pleased with the amount of steps I'm doing, and people have been really supportive, and I've raised a fair amount of money, which I'm pleased about.
I was going to ask you about that, how the fundraising has been going.
Yeah, it's going really well. Obviously, it's tough for everybody at the minute. It's very tough times. And in previous years, I've managed to raise near £1,000. But I'm happy at the moment. We're on around about 435. But I'm just going to keep going, do the best I can with the challenge, not push people, but hope that, you know, maybe they'll support us and support guide dogs on the back of that. And yeah, that's what I'm pledging to do, really.
Brilliant stuff. And obviously it's a charity close to your heart.
Yes, very much so. I've been so privileged. I've had three fantastic guide dogs. I'm on the waiting list for another, but I've been able to keep Jolly as a close companion. Although he has retired, he's still a very, very close companion, and we're muddling along. I'm using a white cane to walk him in the morning, and which that's something else guide dogs have fully supported me with and trained me up to do. And yeah, we're getting on with it.
Fantastic. And I know you've been, you know, doing the steps in the studio during
so usually in the morning and particularly towards the end, because I'm determined to do more and more steps each day. So roughly, you know, starting with about 11,000 steps, and then the next day I'd do a bit more, and you know, next minute, you know, you like I am at the moment on 23,000 steps. So today I have to beat that again, and tomorrow I have to beat it, and so on. But we are approaching the end now. It'll finish next, my last day will be next Tuesday the 31st of May. And yeah, so Jolly and myself go out for an extra long walk in the morning. I'm making sure I'm getting some steps in before I sit at my desk in the morning doing my other job, and then come to the radio and I get to put a couple of tracks on and do some more steps to fit them all in. That's been the challenge, really, not the steps themselves, but fitting them into the day.
Brilliant. And if people want to sponsor you, I know you've got a sort of dedicated page.
Yes, I have. On my Facebook, if you're following me, Becca Robertson, on Facebook, then I've got a fundraiser pinned to the top of my page.